stuffed.
Hello from Prague.
This is the Reflector Reflections podcast. My name is Annie. Join me as we journey around the world, talking with fellow human design enthusiasts, specifically reflectors, as they experiment and navigate their unique design. Today's beautiful conversation is with Michaela. Michaela is a fellow 5-1 reflector, an amazing artist. She's also a quad left with the cross of upheaval. She's coming to us from Prague. Welcome, beautiful soul.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here in your show. Thank you.
And we were just saying there, it's 7 a.m. for me here on Sunday morning and it's 11 p.m. for you Saturday night. Nearly Sunday.
Yeah.
Well, as we do, Michaela, let's talk about you. How did you find human design, or human design find you?
It was actually a coincidence because I've never heard about human design, and I met a friend and suddenly we were talking about feminine stuff, and suddenly she asked me, hey, have you ever heard about human design? What kind of type you are? And I said, no, what's this? And she said, okay, I need your data, like your place, your birth, your date. And then she told me, hey, you are a reflector. And I said, okay, and what does it mean? And she said, well, I've never met a reflector before, and you are actually the first one. You must be lonely, aren't you? And I said, I don't know. I've never thought about it. And then I just started to dig into human design more and more, and funny things started to happen. So that's... thanks to this friend, I could actually get to know to myself better. Yeah.
That's amazing. And did you go down this path of going back and having a look at your life through the lens of this information? Like, what happened then?
Yeah, well... I started to actually watch some videos about reflectors, but in the Czech language, there are not many sources. So my power or my language skills could let me into the world of reflectors around the world. So I started to watch the YouTubers or people who were talking about how does it feel like to be a reflector or something about reflectors. And I realized so many things, and so many things joined together. And it was like a little pieces of jigsaw. And I felt like, wow, I have been living such a life I didn't understand. And as I was watching the videos about the life of reflectors, I met with so many things like we had in common. So it was like a path. And many things have changed since then. My whole life turned upside down because I felt like I was living a totally different life. And actually, I don't know any reflectors here. I met one, but through the video. And we have also a group, like reflectors of the Czech Republic and Slovakia, and there are many reflectors, but I've never met them. So even though I want it, but not yet. You are actually the first one face to face. So
yeah.
It's an honor. It's an honor. Thank you.
Likewise. You know, I have, but just hearing what you were saying there about finding this out, and a majority of information about human design and reflectors, it's all in English, isn't it? So
yeah.
It, you know, if it is your second or third language, English, it must, I've never sat with that like I did just then and just realized, you know, when your friend asked you, you must be lonely. Maybe you're lonely in that sense because you couldn't get access to the information as readily. But I'm really glad to hear that you found some fellow friends to speak in your native tongue and share your experiences outside of, you know, having to navigate English. So, yeah, I hope this can reach more people.
I hope so. I was watching your podcast as well. So, and I think there was a guy who was also 5-1 reflector, and he did also art, something like combination of human design and astrology. I don't know what was that exactly, but I wanted to see it so that someone can connect something together and how he actually works. And yeah, it was inspiring.
Yeah. I wonder if that's David.
Yeah, I think
so. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. I need to catch up with David again, actually, because I have his art here. He's an artist as well. You have a lot in common.
Yeah.
Exactly. David, if you're listening.
Hi.
Yeah, hello. Did you, in finding this, did you go down that hunt as well of, because with reflectors, they often say, you know, we are who we're around. And so a lot of us sort of take that journey back to find out who was in our family dynamic when we were growing up, because that kind of influences who we are. Have you done that journey with your family of finding them, their types?
I tried. I know their dates of birth, and also we have a human design reader who actually does that. But then I realized that I wanted to go a different way, just on my own. And, something has changed, and I didn't want to dig deeper into my family, but I wanted to get to know myself, you know, not the family. But I think that they are generators, maybe projectors, but I asked my brother for permission to know his design, or they have a daughter, and she is 6 months old, and she is a generator. So I said, okay, we have a generator in our family, so it will be nice. But I've always felt like I'm kind of different from my family, because I wanted different things and different way of living. And I just thought it's normal to live like that, like them. But inside me, I just felt, well, something isn't right. I don't want this. I want it this way. But I asked myself, why? Why can I change this? Why isn't it possible? And I realized that I am surrounded by people who are, you know, who are different, who want to do something else than I want. So it's been like half a year since I met a friend of mine or a group of women, and they are just wow. I think they're aligned to their lives and to their path, and I started to like cry, to glow, you know. And then I realized, oh my god, where am I actually? I started to, you know, I started to get to know the environment and how the environment is crucial, how is the key. So I know that in human design they say always environment is really, really important for a reflector, but I didn't understand what they mean by that. And now I'm starting to see it. Like, yeah, that I realize I want to be somewhere else, maybe, yeah, somewhere in more peace, not so stressful environment. So, yeah. Yeah, so from the family to the environment.
I really appreciate that and have a lot of respect for finding this out and going your own way with it and wanting to just sit with Michaela's energy and not focus on the family or other people. I think that's just so inspirational to just go, no, this is for me. This is about me finding me and not outwardly focusing like a lot of us have. You know, I think that's a really healthy way of navigating or experimenting with human design. And I'm so glad that you found an environment that makes you thrive. What is, if you don't mind sharing, environments, if now that you've sort of like felt into that about how a good environment feels, what are some of the environments that you've been in that haven't been nice?
Well, I felt a constant pain in my body and I thought it's normal. You know, it's like it's normal that I'm ill or I feel pain in my body. But then, like pain on different parts of my body. And I, you know, I have having hormonal problems for 2 years now, and I'm trying to solve it. Like I've been trying different methods, and I think it's just it can help. A change of environment can help. So, you know, if you're in something like a sponge, you don't know, you actually don't know you are there, like deep inside. And then you just, or someone just grab the sponge and take it away. You know, and the sponge realized, wow, there's something different. I feel different. I also met a woman who reads human design, and she has also a specific energy, and I like it. And she told me about this, metaphor of sponge. So she said, okay, you are a reflector, so imagine that you are a pond of water, because I've been to Alaska, so I was thinking about it. And she said, okay, imagine that you are the pond or a lake in Alaska, and you are the vast peaceful surface or the whole lake? How do you feel? And I said, just, I was sitting there and just smiling. And she said, yes, this is the energy. This is you. And if someone throws a stone to the lake, you can just see, you can just watch it. And you can say to yourself, well, it's just a small stone, so it won't hurt me. But if there is a, if I think when a reflector is somewhere like in a in an environment which is small and you know, like tiny, it's not for the, as my point of view, it's not an environment for the reflector, because I was like, I felt like in a tiny space or tiny room. And then when I wanted to change something, or I decided to change something, then I just, I could breathe. And I felt like the space around me, emerge.
Yeah.
Be big to get bigger. Yeah.
Expanding.
Expanding, exactly. Thank you.
Yeah. That's beautiful. I love that. That was nice and serene. You took me to a lake. It was nice. Yeah. I like the metaphor of the sponge too, that you don't know, the sponge doesn't know inside it when it's immersed until it's taken out. Very exactly. Fitting for environments. Sometimes we're not very aware of how an environment is not good for us until we're in an environment that is.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely.
Actually, I think there is a new project in the Czech Republic or in Slovakia about, you know, because I'm thinking about children now. And I don't know in Australia or English-speaking countries is the possibility that, for example, reflectors, like children reflectors, are led by parents or by someone who knows human design, how to live their design. Because I think that there is a project, starting project, like to be in a aware parenting or conscious parenting, and with combination of human design, so that the children are led according to their design. So I don't know whether there is a project in Australia.
Yeah. I parent by design.
Mm-hmm.
I parent by design. A lot of people that I know here parent by design. I feel for me in the work that I do, it's very helpful. It's very important, and it helps so many families. So not so much a centralized project, though that would be nice, but people do it individually here in their own families. Yeah. It's very good.
There's also a podcast with, I don't know her name, but he was a mom of a reflector. And you were speaking about the parenting as well. So it was also inspiring for me, because I've been working in a kindergarten, and I was really, really, I wanted to know the design of the children. And sometimes, you know, I said to some parents, I wanted to know, but I couldn't force them, you know, I just offered that there is a human design. If they know, and it would be nice or maybe helpful to know the children's design, but they never told me.
Yeah.
I would like to know.
Yeah. That lady, that's Jess. Jess, she's a 1-3 reflector with her son, Jasper, and he's a 4-6. I feel you. I really understand what you're saying there. I'm cheeky because I run, like if I know a child's birthday, even if I don't know their time, I will still kind of, I'm curious. So I don't always ask. I'm just curious. It's for my own personal reasons. I will run their charts. I've got my kids' classmates, you know, because a lot of the time, even just knowing that, you know, they may be, there's a big window, you know, a big birth window. So if they are a reflector, you will know because of that big, more often, not always. So it is, I understand it's really nice to know because it also allows me to speak to them the way that's appropriate. Like if I know that they're projectors, I can sort of change my language, or if I know they're manifestors, I can, you know, get out of their way. But I find now that I often feel it. I just kind of, the more I'm in this world now, I can kind of just feel people's energy and I just know. So have you found that? You're starting to just feel them?
Yeah, actually I want to share here an experience with children I had. So I, you know, something happened when I gave my notice. Something has changed. It's been 2 months, actually. And I started to see, like, something that what I hadn't seen before. And I started to feel the energy of every child. And I started to see their qualities, like what they actually bring to the environment, like their superpowers or something like that. So, one kid, he's also, I would say he's cheeky, but also sometimes like too rush and, rough, you know? And I allowed myself to be really honest, and I just say, "What the hell? What could I now lose? You know, I just gave my notice now, so I can try." So I just, you know, grab his hands, take his hands into mine, and I said, "Well, David, your hands, they are so smooth. They, you know, you have to behave like you have really smooth hands, because they are no aggressivity, no rush, no, you know." So I was really polite to them. Like my voice changed, and I felt in myself like real calm. And then there was also another kid. And he is really, I don't know how to say it. He's too fast, you know, he shows himself up, like, you know, he makes some grimaces and he made faces and so on, and he's really like quick, you know. And I said to him, "Okay, I need your peace now. I can feel your peace in you, and I want you to evade your peace." It just, you know, I started to speak differently to them. Like, and I felt it's needed. It's needed to speak to them like that, with calm voice and with 100% honesty. It's like, I think it's their message for us to, they need us to be in our power, in our strength, in our authenticity.
Yes.
Otherwise, they can't evolve. They can't evolve.
Great, yeah.
So I think it's actually a message from this week, not only for me, but also for other reflectors or maybe other people who want to work with children, but not only with children, but with inner children as well. Yeah.
That's beautiful. I agree. It is. I've always been able to, you can feel children. It's often much easier to see a child and reflect the truth to them because there's not as much muck. They're still pure of heart in a way. They're still pure of energy as children. It's harder for adults to, we can still see that truth and show them, but it's harder for them to receive it in how it was meant to be received because of the layers of our conditioning. So yeah, it is, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing to work with children, to support our little people.
Exactly.
How have you found navigating the finding, obviously you're a reflector, have you taken much of a dive into that profile, that 5-1 profile of yours?
Not so much, but the woman told me that there is like also that I could maybe be not invisible, but I have like something that people can't see me, like see me truly or deeply, because of the 5 profile. And she said that I have really 5 lines, a lot of 5 lines. So it could be like I am like something I don't know how to say it. It's the I'm sorry, it's the barrier. I would speak about it, but in my own language, but here it's kind of
that's totally fine. That it's projected upon, like people don't see us as much. They see them, what they want to see.
Exactly.
Have you had experiences of that in your life?
I don't know whether they understand me really. So I'm explaining something or I'm telling a story, and sometimes they just look at me and they don't know whether I'm joking or not. And I mean it really. It's a story. It happened actually. So I'm telling you. And sometimes they just change the subject, and I don't know whether it's the answer for you've been asking. There was also many experiences with men, or they are somehow attracted to, you know, or I felt that way. So they are attracted, but to me, and I just wanted to be a friend. I just I was interested in what they are doing, and somehow they maybe understood it wrong or differently. Yeah. So they was kind of demanding for me. Yeah, it was a challenge to stay away, you know, because I was disappointed. I was disappointed, and I realized that it's not my path. Yeah. So I was actually interested in something what they were doing, like men, women, whatever. And they just, I felt like I was grabbed by them, you know, like, there is someone who can listen to me, yeah. Finally. And I just, because I was interested. I really like what you are doing, but it's all. I just wanted to know what it is, how it feels like, and nothing else. And they maybe understood it differently.
Yeah.
And then I was disappointed because they wanted more and more, or they, you know, they called me, or they wrote me, and I didn't understand. And now I can understand it better.
Yeah. Yeah. And you do have a lot of five lines. You've got nearly as many as me in your chat. Uh-huh. Fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I was also studying gene keys as well, but it's a little bit different. But I wanted to know what my gene keys are, or if it's connected with human design. Yeah, but it's I realized there are some gates, they are similar, but it's just in the way of approaching it, or yeah.
Gene Keys uses the exact same gates as human design. It's just laid out in different sequences. So and the way that the Gene Keys gets into things is my personal opinion here. It's very deep, and it takes you on an inner journey. So it's an adaptation, I suppose. But yeah, it is the same. It's using the same gates and the same I Ching. So the same, you know, basis of what those gates are about. It just lays them out differently in those sequences. So yeah. It's a nice, I find that having the gene keys and human design really helped me to feel a little bit more into the gates and my energy and how it flows with purpose and things like that. So it's a fun journey. Do you find that you like to, with your unconscious first line, the other side of the five, do you find you like to dig deep into things? Has that been a part of your life? Research?
Yeah. It's like, I think it's according to my my paintings. So it's like I can really go deep into the process. And actually in Gene Keys, there is written that I should find something for my mind, because my mind is really like it wants to dig deeper into things.
Yeah.
So otherwise it finds me alive. So I like to connect things together from different points of view, from different sources. And I think that my mind or my body or something likes much information, and I can write them down and then see what see the connections, see the words. Yeah. So I'm like, I think that I can imagine words or worlds, or I can create poems or stories from my imagination, or from something I really like.
Yeah.
And I can connect it together. And I like it. And I realized that I like connecting it with someone who is on the same way like me. So I can speak about it. I can when I'm talking, then I realize many things.
Yeah.
I think it's also like the power of reflectors. They can speak, and they just need to hear themselves, and they find the answers. I think it's true.
Yeah.
It worked with me.
Yeah. A lot of people say, and I feel it, you know, the reflectors are the most resilient. And I don't generally like to throw that word around, but it is true. I feel that we have a protection and a strength to do many things and not get as caught as the other types. Do you find, have you always, I love what you were saying there about, you know, having to keep your mind busy and in the pursuit of creativity. It's a beautiful way. Have you always been creative? Have you always, you know, been an artist, or, you know, as a young child or a teenager, were you always into art and creativity?
Yeah, I think so. As I was a child, at school, I created many projects from clay, for example, or from different techniques of art. And actually, I had my first exhibition in my ninth grade. And then I stopped because, I don't know, I was a teenager, so maybe I wanted something else to do. But then I started again 4 years ago, I think, or maybe five. I started to create like a visionary art, but I didn't know what it is or what it was. So I just had a feeling I have to create something. I had to paint. So I started to paint, and there was a, like, I like different techniques. What surprised me was that I felt the colors. I felt actually every piece of the painting, and I just know, or I knew what I wanted to put on the painting. For example, different sources like feathers or stones, jewelry or keys. Because I think this is something what is me to put keys or keyholes on my painting. So I just wanted to create a painting like that. And it was first, I think it was first, step to get to know myself better. So I felt like I really could feel the colors, you know, and to combine the colors, like from fairy tale, my, you know, paintings look like from a fairy tale. And I painted a lot. Then I realized that it's something that helps me concentrate, focus on one thing, you know. So I felt like I have a lot of things around and I need to put them on the surface or to get them just on one piece. And then I realized that also languages help me a lot. And you know, then a few months ago, I had a feeling to learn languages again, like to refresh my languages again. And there is a group like Prague Language Exchange. So I wrote there, okay, hey, I want to learn some languages, or like English, German, and so on. And then a guy wrote there, I'm from China and I want to speak Czech because I want to refresh it again, or yeah, refresh it. And I wrote him, I just wanted to help him, you know, and I was curious. And it's funny because when we met, he told me, hey, I need to speak more. You know, I could hear him like as he speaks. And I said, okay, well, we can read, we can speak, whatever you want. And maybe there could be an exchange. You can teach me some signs from Chinese. And I realized it's, for me, it's a great tool to get focus. Like, you know, I focus on the sign of the language, and my mind is still, it's really calmed down. Yeah. So it was also a coincidence. It was a coincidence. I wouldn't ever, learn Chinese. I wouldn't imagine, you know, but now I'm enjoying it. So another maybe advice for a reflector, if you want to do something out of the nowhere, or I don't know, if you have a feeling you can do something, you want to do something, even though it's really crazy, just do it. Because yeah, there is maybe a message for you.
I love that.
Yeah.
And that's very much surprise, being surprised by life, that we, you know, want to do something, open it up, we open up the door, you know, unlock with the key and say, I would like to experience more of this, and then something comes in and we don't close the door on it. We accept it. And it's like, surprise, you're going to learn Chinese now.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. I love that, how you've explained that too, about being able to use certain tools to bring a lot of that, you know, because you have a completely open head center like me. You know, and I can only imagine how it must be for you, because for me, it's sometimes it's very noisy up there. But yeah, like you, I have these creative endeavors or things that all of a sudden it's quiet and it's peaceful, and I yearn for that always. because, you know, when I'm feeling overwhelmed by the scattered mind, I retreat into creativity in my ways to still it. So I love that you found that too. It's a really good tool. I've never thought about languages though, so that's a good one. I have to try that.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe you have something else. What you like? What you are actually interested in? So look for your interests or for your passion. Yeah. So maybe there is a key or there is a path. Yeah.
I love that. Thank you so much. Do you have anything else that you'd like to share with this little community of ours? Would you like to share about your art that you do? Would you?
Yeah, actually, I think it's not a coincidence here. Like, we connected from a different places of the world. And I had a dream, like, I would like to maybe share or to have my paintings all over the world. But I know it's just a little dream or a little step, but I think I can, you know, we can make a connection or just to connect, even though our English is not on the same level, but we can understand, you know. And as you maybe also the video, I don't know whether you noticed, but I, even during our conversation, I calmed down and I can communicate better. So it's also my research. If I communicate or I'm somewhere, so I just need some time to calm down, and then my real way comes. Yeah. And it's just, it's just also something I wanted to share. But my paintings, yeah. I have just a Facebook page now, and I don't know how it will continue. I'm sure that if someone wants to connect or see my paintings or see what I do, there are translators, yeah, so you can translate from Czech to English. And I think I'm just getting started and I'm enjoying it. So in the paintings there are stories of I think there are stories of the worlds, dreaming worlds that like the potential for people who can or who want to go deeper, want to go deeper, and who want to connect. It's also like connecting of our hemispheres, of our brain, because that's something I'm also working on. So not only the colors, but also focusing on connection, visual with the message and with the imagination and with the connection of the brain and what can do in the body.
Yeah. I love that. You know, just sharing back, I've always had dreams at night. And I've never been able to describe them because they're of places and beings and things that my mind can't put into words. And I've always had a deep desire to know how to draw or paint. And I feel we all can. But I'm not very good. So it's like these dreams that I've had have always had to stay in my mindscape because I can't get them out. So I love this for you, that you can get them out for people to to see and feel. And I was listening there before when you were saying that you can feel the color, feel colors of paint or of textures. I had a dream many years ago where I was in a world that was made up of color, and I was color, and my being would just move through this world of paint and color, and we would just take on all these different hues and shades, and that's how we would communicate. It was a very, even my words don't give it justice, it was a very strange and wonderful dream. So you saying that before was like, I remember this dream in my mind of flowing and being color, being everything. And that's how we communicated. It was, oh, anyway, it was nice.
This may be also something we should share, you know, or you should maybe, thanks to this conversation, you can realize the dream and you can connect something.
Yeah.
I don't know what, but maybe you will see.
I love that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sitting in space with me. Thank you for just taking the time to have a chat with me. Is there anything else that you'd like for us to chat about before we wrap this one up?
I just want to say hello and just feel the energy now, what we have created now with Annie, because it's really nice. I can feel it here, and I'm on a different part of the world, and it's the connection is there.
Yeah.
So it's amazing. It's amazing. We are all connected.
We are.
And if someone wants to share or someone wants to connect, feel free. Yeah. All around the world.
Thank you for
the opportunity. I really appreciate it. And also it was, for me, it was quite, I needed a courage to speak with you and about these topics, and I appreciate that you allow this conversation between us. Thank you what you are doing.
Yeah, thank you. I've got so much out of this just sitting, and it's just nice to share and to just feel, you know, outside of words. It's beautiful. I love it. I love these chats.
Keep going.
Yeah, I will. All right, beautiful soul. Thank you again. Thank you so much. Sleep well.
Thank you.
And we'll see you again.
See you, and thank you.
Bye.
Bye.